Brother David was talking about grace, how some folks don't like to hear grace preached all the time. It was probably 10 years ago, I was at West Jacksonville Primitive Baptist Church, and I stood before the congregation and apologized to them for not having anything to speak to them about but the grace of God. Sister Nina Malloy came to me after church, and she says, never again apologize for preaching grace. And if that's what God gives you, you preach grace to the congregation. She says, you've known me all of your life. I know that her father was the clerk at Little Springs Primitive Baptist Church for over 40 years. When he was no longer able to do it, her mother took over as clerk there. Sister Nina, her maiden name was Ganey, and she was taken to church from the time she was born, and she still goes to church over in Jacksonville, at West Jacksonville. But at that time, when I said that from the stand, she said, Brother Roger, you know my history, you know where I come from, you know I study the Bible all the time. She said, about 10 years ago, I sat here under the sound of a preacher preaching grace, and God opened my eyes and opened my heart. She said, I thought I had grace and knew grace and experienced grace, and I had not. And she was about 62 at the time, 65 maybe. She's 88 years old today. And she has a son that you might say is homebound. Yeah. She makes a special effort to make sure that good Primitive Baptist preaching is piped into their home as often as she can, so that young man will be able to hear the grace of God. I'm not going to be before you, but just a minute this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about the love of God. As I travel around and see different people and talk to different people, I found out, I'll just say this. I asked Sister Martha this morning, did she know Elder Retta May Parrish? Everybody called her Sister Rhett. Sister Rhett was a lady that was, she crossed all of her T's, dotted all of her I's, everything was in place all the time. She had a great big Lincoln Continental, and she would let me drive her and a lot of the other ladies around to church from time to time. And I really felt like I was somebody driving her around, I'll tell you. I just want to say, do you suppose God commanded us? Did he know what he was doing when he commanded us to love one another? Certainly he did. Do you think that when he commanded us to love one another that he knew that there was blessings for us in loving one another, and blessings for those that not only give that love, but those who receive that love? Many years ago, probably 30 years ago, I was living by myself, and something happened to me. I don't know what it was. I didn't know what it was at the time, but I went to the doctor, and through his examination and his assessments, he said, we're going to need to put you in the hospital for 24 to maybe 48 hours and do some testing and find out what treatment regime we need to go in with you. Before I got settled in my room, the hospital chaplain come by, and he asked me, after he got some general information, he asked me, was I a member of a church? I said, I'm a Primitive Baptist. I'm a member of Lake City Primitive Baptist Church. He says, who is your pastor? I said, Elder Herman Griffin. He said, do you mind if I call your pastor? I said, I don't think that'll be necessary. There's no reason to bother anybody. I'm only going to be here probably 24 hours. Well, in about 30 to 45 minutes after that, my room was filled with about 10 Primitive Baptist people, and Elder Herman Griffin was there with them. Sister Retta May Parrish and Sister Brogdon asked me, do you mind if we look around in your room? I said, I don't know what they was looking for. I thought if they tell me what they was looking for, maybe I could let them know where it is. But Sister Retta May had her a pad, and I could hear them talking to each other. They was going through the closet. They was going through the bathroom, and they was taking them a list. We need to get some pajamas. We need to get a robe. They wrote down all the different things that I was going to need while I was there in the hospital. And I told them, I said, listen, the hospital's got everything that I need here. Not only was they taking care of my personal needs, they was hugging my neck and loving me and praying for me. I thank God that through That's just one experience. Through many of those experiences, I have experienced the love of God's people. And God intended us to love one another. In the 13th chapter of John, the 34th verse, he says, "A new commandment I give to you." The reason he said that was a new commandment was because they had drifted away from the fact of loving one another. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." Now, he's commanding them to love one another. But I want you to think about the way he tells them to love one another. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." I want you to think about that for a little while. "That ye also love one another." Have you ever thought about how Christ loved you? That's the way we are to love one another in the church today. We ought to be loving one another. And it's a blessing to see God's people showing that love one for another. You know, love is a word that's just been worn out through history. If you want to know what real love is, I know that Tina Turner said, "What has love got to do with it?" But you go to the Word of God and you'll see what real love is and how we are commanded to love one another. I hope we don't have to experience a time of crisis to begin to show love one for another. Somebody asked me one day, "Why do you think folks..." To start with, let me say this. As a church, we don't gather together on Sunday and forget about each other the rest of the week. That has been happening. We need to come together as a community and be a community of people, know our neighbors that are in the church, know what their needs are. A lot of people is really introverted and shy and bashful like I am, and they're not going to start telling you what their needs are. We have to love one another and be with one another and commune with one another to know exactly what we need. It shouldn't be a crisis that comes up. I can remember that I had a cousin that passed away not many years ago, and there was family members there, came from everywhere, some I hadn't seen in 25 or 30 years. They were my family members, and one of them said, "You know, it's a shame that we have to wait until there is a crisis like this before we gather together as a family. God wants His family to gather together and to love and support one another." Yeah. And we have the greatest reason that could ever be given for us to obey that commandment to love one another. In 1 John 4:19 through 12, it says, "In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that..." Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfect in us. May God bless us to love one another as we ought to love one another. May God bless us to come together as a church, commune together, and love one another. If you want to read a little bit more about God's love, go to Matthew 1:21 and read that. Go to John 3:16 and read that. I won't take the time to do that this morning. But just read those scriptures that everybody knows. If you'll read them and think about what they say, God loved us. He commanded us to love one another. By God's grace, let's do as we're instructed to do and love one another.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. That's good. Good job. That's good. God bless you.
Yes, sir.